General.
Like a piece of cake.
Cut that one awfully close there, Hoss.
Welcome back. Episode 2, baby.
I will be your back for more Sedai today.
All right, let's see if Justin can land the General Lee right on that bale of hay.
Flash.
Flash. Oh, my God.
I'll be your boss hog, as usual.
And I thought, until I was about 30 years old, I thought it was Roscoe Pico Train.
I think I did too.
like Pico de Gallo.
Dad, you said we were gonna see Burt Reynolds. Where's Burt Reynolds? You told me, you kept saying Burt Reynolds. Like, no, Desmond, we were driving around looking for boat rentals. True story.
Oh my God. Dad, you said we're gonna see Stroker Ace. Come on, where is he?
I thought that was going to be like a Smokey and the Bandit joke.
Kind of was.
So back to the trailer. Now that you guys are back 2 weeks now, then we're only a couple weeks away. My voice sounds like shit, and that's okay.
Still.
Yeah, we have this episode and we have one more episode.
What do we?
That's what the espresso's for. I mean, whiskey.
Okay, I got a question for you, Justin.
Yep.
There's the scene with the High Lord Turok, right? And he's opening up the box and then he looks up and he's got like these like Klingon deals on his forehead. Do you think that that's scars? What do you think that is?
I kind of feel like maybe there's some scarification with the blood.
Oh, really?
Because they shave their heads. Also, did you notice no eyebrows? So it's like, you know, they shave their head. The more you shave your head, the more higher up you are. So maybe if you don't have any hair left to shave, maybe start getting some scars. Maybe they're from fighting, you know? I don't know.
Oh, he's like NoHo Hank. you haven't seen Barry?
Oh, kind of. Yeah. The like Bluetooth ear things that he has in his ears. Do you think that's because, like, you know, the depending on your rank in the Shanchan, it's like you're not supposed to hear others speak or make eye contact? Or do you just think it's just some cool adornment?
Yeah, maybe he'll get like a call. He'll be like, Rand will come up and be like, I have come to get the heart. He's like, oh, hold on. Touches his ear.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I'm on a phone. I'm on a call. Ooh-ah. Or Rand thinks he's talking to him for like 20 minutes and then it turns out he was on a phone call the whole time.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
That was the Empress. She was telling me that I needed to, you know, get more stuff done.
Your dad, bro. Sorry. She doesn't give a fuck about what you have to
say. So you're telling me in order to do this weave, I need you. Wait, what? Where were we? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hold on. I'm getting a call.
One sec. So you see a couple shots from Nynaeve's testing and she just looks like, it looks like they're going to do that very much justice. Does it not, Jeremy?
I think so. Yeah.
Like, dude,
I hope so.
Like you see her coming out with the blood. You see her like doing the big flex power with the Trollocs, looking like probably Two Rivers, you know, she looks like she's got her Two Rivers gear on.
Yeah. I think it's going to be, at first I was worried that they weren't going to give it the proper scenes that it deserves, but I think so now. I think they're going to do it.
I feel like we're going to get whole episodes about one character, or, you know, like 70% of the episode is about this character. And then it's like sprinkled in of the other characters so that when you get to their episode, you're like, let's go.
And then when they all come together at the very end. Yeah. Yeah. What are you showing us, Des?
Yes.
I didn't imagine those two hanging out.
Yeah, we kind of didn't think that they were going to do it either.
I feel like evil's coming from all directions. I didn't imagine them. And by the way, everyone, we're looking at the trailer picture of
of Ishmael and probably Lady Seraph is what we're assuming.
Yeah.
But then if you realize, too, that in the Dark Friend social, you see her sitting there.
Oh, do you?
You see her, yeah, with her nails. You see the nails underneath the table. But, and there's also, you find out later in the books, there is a Forsaken who's kind of been with the Shanshan since, like, probably before the return, right, Jeremy? Or at least since the very beginning of the return.
So there's the two, there's the return, and then there's the Forerunners.
There's the Forerunners, then the return, yeah.
I think it was, yeah, because she kills Tuan's Truth Speaker, and then she becomes her Truth Speaker.
Okay.
Remember that? Okay, and the Truth...
Like imitates her or becomes a all new
one? No, okay. She kills her and then becomes a whole new person. She like pushes her down the stairs or something like that. If you remember.
Really? Yes. Do we read that?
Yeah, it's in the books. Yeah. Because I only bring it up because when I first read it, I didn't put the two and two together until you find out in the book 11.
That's what I love about the rereads, because you're like, oh shit. You know, you start putting shit together. Like all the Luke and Isom and Slayer stuff, it really took me a while. I'm like, oh, I thought they were like three different people, or I don't know. It took me a while. I don't know. I'm dumb.
Yeah, it's still very confusing.
But like I said, I'm really just, everything looks so great. Dude, you see Donald Finn staring at the dagger.
Yeah.
So many questions. How, you know, if it's been 2 years, what's he been doing? How did the dagger get back to, I'm assuming, Tarvalin? Or wherever the fuck he is. How did they separate it from Pod and Fane and the Horn? Like, did Leandrin get it? Like, whoa, how do we get it?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe that wasn't the dagger that he stabbed Loyal with. I haven't gone back and watched it, but.
Oh.
I did, and it looks like the fucking dagger to me.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. I've watched it a couple times.
You keep talking. I'm going to go.
Pull it up right now.
I'm going to.
Pull it up right now, because I feel like it is, but you know, it's very dark and I watched it on a computer, but you know, it's very clearly Matt sitting and staring at that dagger.
He's stabbing a, yeah, maybe they're like, this is just called dagger aversion therapy. We never want you to touch a dagger ever again, so we're just gonna put a dagger
we just made one that looked like it. It's not, it's never, yes, real ruby. It's not cursed. Okay,
if you reach for it, you're gonna get an electric shock.
I'm truly excited for Donald Finn.
Just Bill Murray standing there with an electric shocker.
His gun flies out of his mouth.
I didn't even reach for it. Hey, this is for science. Bullshit.
Yeah, no, I'm truly excited to see Donald Finn after seeing him with the spear. And like, you know, I watched this little video of him and Barney being morphed. They don't look that much different, to be totally honest. And
yes, especially since they darkened up his hair quite a bit. Like the first time we saw him, he kind of had blonde hair. And I was like, ooh, that might be kind of hard.
And Barney, honestly, like Barney was great, but he was such a mopey fuck. You know, he's always got like, he's so emo. Donald Finn seemed like he's more swaggery Matt, dude. And like, I'm fucking swaggery. I'm Matt. All about it, dude.
I like swaggery Matt.
If I ever get a Wheel of Time tattoo, it's going to be Matt.
With all the dumb tattoos you have on you, you've never gotten a Wheel of Time one. That's just unbelievable to me.
Dumb tattoos.
I'm just saying.
Don't fall asleep around me, bro. I'm going to tattoo you. My daughter's got a tattoo gun. Fuck around and find out.
I saw a woman on Twitter who's got the fucking map tattooed on her.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's a lot of cool Wheel of Time tattoos on Twitter, man. Real good ones.
I'm gonna get a tattoo that says this should be on Jeremy, but I had to get it instead.
I've thought about getting dice on the back of my hand, and then
that would be kind of
some old tongue
dumb
for you, not for me. And when you see, okay, Jeremy, I know you were talking about how Celine's Lanfear's hair looks weird. There was this crazy debate on Twitter about.
No, I didn't say her hair looked weird, did I?
You said it looked like too dark or fake dark or something. Like,
oh, okay. Last episode. Yes.
So there is this big.
Jeremy hasn't been here for like 3 months, so he's not sure what's going on.
I know. He's a fucking talk about lack of commitment. There was this huge debate, and it was like literally like hashtag team hair or team hood. Cause like people are like, oh, it's a hood. You know, that's why it looks weird. I'm pretty sure it's her fucking hair, but anyway. I just thought it was funny because Jeremy was like, I don't know, the hair is fucking weird.
That sounds like you do a fucking spot on, Jeremy.
That sounded just like me. Totally.
I know, right?
Okay, so here's a picture. Here's a picture. I think you're right.
Oh, what are we looking at?
That looks like the dagger. That's the dagger. That's the dagger from the last episode.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, it's got the ruby.
It's got the ruby.
Yep.
And hold on. I'm gonna show the picture.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, I don't know. So where's the ruby? Hold on.
Like, to me, that's like, they better have a reason for doing that. Or that's actually, like, you know, we criticize things, whatever.
Not me.
It's going to annoy the it's gonna annoy the fuck out of me if they
don't have some sort of
that's right.
Explanation, like, because Ogier lives so long, it takes longer to affect them, or there's a system. There better be something.
That would be a good flashback, so we don't have to spend three episodes getting to and from the steading. We just show a flashback of, oh, let's see what's, oh, yep, that's it. Good call. Good job,
that's
Jeremy.
That's definitely the dagger. Yep, that's the dagger.
Yep.
It's totally a dagger.
Now you need to find one more shot, Jeremy.
Of?
You need to find the shot when Moraine removes it from Matt.
I don't remember what episode that was. Okay.
Oh, I can't remember.
Five. I think it's maybe six. Might be six. Yeah, I think it's six.
Okay.
That was a cool scene, by the way.
It was. I agree.
Okay, I'll keep talking while you're doing that. Like I said, you think there's any chance that Loghain gets healed before he escapes the tower? Like, because they're going to extrapolate. Like I said, what do you think? Because they're like, what are you talking about? That's what we got left? Fuck you.
I have to. I know I always say I have to. But today I really...
Okay. Okay.
We got a half hour. That's plenty of time. I just wanted
No, it's not. I'm here. Here. Everyone shut up.
I'm here. You're here.
God, everyone just shut up. So you get a glimpse of the
Chester
horn.
Chester can't hear me right
with
now.
With the Shanchan. They know how to open the box, apparently.
What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
Let's see. Dude, like the Shanchan shit. I know they're different from the books. The armor is like more kind of like Scully deathy, like Ghost Rider type shit. The Soldam with the tattoos on the face look fucking crazy terrifying. The Damani look very appropriately like, what the fuck? Another thing I noticed, the Damani, when they're channeling, they got the bars kind of around their wrists when they're channeling. And the Soldam have these bracelets that are, I'm pretty sure that's not a coincidence. You know, you see Egwene weaving a shield. I think that's when she gets captured by the Shanchan, protecting. You see Elaine dipping out through the forest behind her. Like, you see Elaine just dip and Egwene's weaving that shield. And I think that's right when she gets caught. Maybe by Liandrin, because I don't know if you remember in the books, the Shanchan shows up and they kind of fight him, and then Liandrin snaps the...
Jeremy found the dagger from the removal.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Very nice.
Ruby hilted, baby.
Good job, sir. Nice. Like I said, they better have a fucking explanation for it. That's all I'm saying. I hope there's... Even if it's just a quick blurb, like, oh, Ogier aren't affected by curses. I don't care if it's... Like I said, it looked really cool, but you see Egwene's weaves again look kind of rough, you know, especially if Ishii is channeling in that scene, you see how crisp his are, you know, like they're just fine lines, you know. Let's see. So I'm guessing that Elaine escapes with Egwene defending her. That's when she gets... The next thing you get to in the trailer, Liandrin is standing at that fire pit where Stepan melted down Kareen's ring. I think that is her melting her ring down, or, you know, fully kind of committing to Black Aja, even though she's been committed to Black Aja for a long time. I think that's, you're going to really see some sort of...
I thought it was maybe she killed one of them and threw it in there, like killed another Aes Sedai.
Oh.
That was the other thing that someone said, that maybe she had to kill someone to protect her secret or something, and then is disposing of her ring, which I like that better, to be honest. I don't need some, we know she's a shitbag. Did she kill somebody? Great. My theory is that Darkfin Social is not Liandrin. It is a certain blue Aes Sedai.
Could be.
Wearing the gloves. What do you think, Jeremy? Yeah, nah, maybe.
It's a dark friend social. Who could ask for more?
They're all douchebags. I just want to know, is there cookies and like milkshakes or something? You see Moraine and Suan kissing. I'm thinking this is a flashback, not telling Rio, because they look younger. Plus, Swan is wearing blue.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree.
You see Egwene and Nynaeve hugging. I think that's after the test when they're getting ready to leave the tower. I'm thinking that Nynaeve doesn't go with them. You know how they all go. when Egwene gets captured, I'm thinking some reason maybe Nynaeve stays in the tower. I don't know why. I just got a feeling that, yep, that's that dagger, boy.
That's it. Yep. Man, you found that too.
But it's supposed to be in the horn box. Put your dagger in the horn box, but then how does it get separated is what I want to know. You get the shot of Avienda and Perrin at night when she veils. I'm almost 100% sure she's taking the place of Gaul as Aiel in the cage.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Can't you just see her like, hey, do you like to dance? Do you like to dance, Perrin Ibarra? Like, and then you see her fighting White Cloaks in the dark right there. So I'm just thinking it's got to be.
I don't know if
you know, I hope they somehow find a way to bring Gaul on, but I think that's going to be that.
I don't know if you noticed too, when Turok's pulling his sword, there's a Harren mark on it too, even though it's not the same Harren mark that is on.
I got a note about that too. I did notice that. Do you think the Dark Friend social is in Tarvalen, either in the tower or in the city itself? Because it looks...
I didn't get that.
Oh, wait, no, we just saw today that it's not. We just saw today that it's not. Do we think that six-pointed star is somewhere outside of Tarvalen or closer to like the Eye of the World or somewhere else?
I'm thinking it's close to the Eye of the World, but it's not. Doesn't look like the Blight, though.
See, I couldn't tell. I was like...
That's true.
It's like a seven-spoke wheel. Doesn't work. We get some really cool night shots of Tarvalen. At least I thought they were. Where do you think that the shirtless Rand with like the slatted kind of window? I'm thinking that that maybe is after the sheathing the sword, because you see Min in a similar room and she, you know, she has a head shaved and she's been around the Shanchan. So
that's in a still. That's not in the trailer though, right? I don't see that in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of the stills.
Possible. He's looking back like, I'm shirtless and I'm standing at the window. And so I always, when you're shirtless and standing at a window, you're always looking back at the person who's in the bed with you, right? Or you is still sleeping in the bed.
Very pensive, very pensive. Well, and you don't see him on boobies down. You see boobies up from Rand. So he could have a big hole in his side.
That's true.
That's what I was saying earlier too. I was like, do you think Perrin is actually killing Jeffrey Bullerhald in that shot?
I don't know, because that, so I'm looking at that shot. It doesn't have the same hair. He looks more like...
Looks like an older dude with a beard. Yeah.
Yeah. Does he have a beard? I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. He's got his back to us.
I don't know. It looked like he had like... Yeah, I can't tell. But obviously, Perrin does...
Could. He could. Yeah, maybe he does.
I think it'd be kind of funny, actually. Or not, maybe not funny, but interesting.
Be hilarious if Perrin is a murderer. Oh, wait. Funny. Too late. He's already a murderer. I forgot. He murdered his wife.
Yeah, he killed his wife, so...
He's fucking Kinslayer!
Easy. She was probably pregnant. Dude, so the shot of Egwene screaming in the collar, like, I don't know if you guys slowed it down at all. Her eyes are all, like...
Her eyes are all bloodshot.
Blood vessels are bursting her eyes and shit. Like, she's gonna have some shit go down this year, man. I think... The shot of Rand confronting Turok, you see he's got a Harren on the hilt of his sword, if you look at it. And it's different. In the stills, it's not there. In the stills, it's just leather wrapped.
Yeah, on top of Rand's sword, you mean? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
When he goes, I'm tired of being a cog or whatever in the wheel. He's got a sword over his shoulder and it's leather wrapped in the stills. In the trailer, if you slow it down and zoom in, he's got a Harren on it. So I'm really hoping we get the Harren brands on his hands. Also, Jeremy, what you were saying about the Harren on Turok's blade, 100% has a Harren, 100% it's different than Tam's and Rand's on his hilt. And it's like a Roman style straight sword or a Spartan style straight sword. It's not a katana style sword. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that.
So that's interesting too.
You know what? Now that you say that, let me see. Yeah, no, I think you're right.
It's not a katana, whatever you want to call it. It's not a katana.
Yeah, it's not
curved. Or, you know, which is cool because I knew there was going to be different swords, but it's like, oh, you can attain Blade Master with all kinds of different disciplines, I guess, you know, which is pretty cool. That thing I was talking about on last episode, how you can go look at podcast episodes. The one I saw on Twitter was a video and they're scrolling down and the episode, we were like the fourth one down because they were... I think they were searching by book, but we were like the fourth one down. And it was the episode that it brought up was once, twice, three times a blade. I was all, yes, that's amazing.
That's hilarious.
I think the shot you get of Leandrin talking about it's the ones who survive or whatever, I think that's right before the betrayal, you know? Okay, Jeremy, the fire blade. For a second, I was like, is this Balefire or some sort of power? I watched a couple of videos. The Unraveling the Pattern video was the one that nailed it. So you see in one of the first trailers we got, I was thinking maybe it's just like someone maybe channeling the power. You get a shot of a gray-haired person with a braid walking into, like, maybe we were thinking it was Carheen, and we thought it might be one of Moraine's family. You slow that shot down, and it is a gray-haired dude with a braid. And the theory that they came up with, it is Tomas, Varen's warder. And if you look at the shot, you see his sword, but you see there are weaves going around and into the sword. So I think it could be Varen channeling into his sword to make it light up. Because you get a glimpse of him. If you slow it down, you can see it's a long-haired, gray-haired guy, older fella, doesn't look like Rand at all. And so, but the theory was that it could be Tomas, Varen's warder.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm talking about with the weaves?
I haven't gotten to it yet, but I slowed it down so I can see it. I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be interesting how they try to describe it.
Go to the Unraveling the Pattern video about it. And because he like really brightens it up. Moving down the line, Rand meeting the Emerald Seat, you know, when he's kind of walking arrogantly down that hallway. Like, I really hope that we at least get a little bit of land first. So he has that same kind of like respectful arrogance of like the cat crosses the courtyard with the sword and everything. Like,
yeah, I don't know how they're going to do that because it's been 2 years right now. So he could have been training, I guess. I don't know. Now it could be anything, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Could he be, I mean, they could just have Matt be under the spell for 2 years. And like, if you've only seen the show, okay.
Right.
2 years.
Like he could he just be in the White Tower, just being like, maybe they're weaving.
For 2 years, that's a long time.
But maybe they're like putting protective weaves around him until they can figure out how to.
Maybe they have to keep healing him so he has to stay close or something. Yeah.
Because it's, yeah, and especially the way that the dagger is calling to him in the trailer, like, you know, it can't just be like, well, I'm over that. I mean, maybe he finds it. Maybe he is healed and he's just like running around Tar Valon and just, you know, tossing the dice and jerking off. And then he runs into the dagger again and it kind of starts calling to him and he gets all fucked up again. Maybe we will get the three healings. I don't know.
Possible.
Yeah. No shit. Right.
Very possible.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, Jeremy? Do you think we'll get the foretelling?
Which one?
About Rand. Guitar Amorosa or whatever.
She already mentioned that, so I don't think we'll see it.
Because I was thinking maybe that's when, like, you know, we see Moraine and Swan together and then the foretelling.
Well, you know what? Yeah. You know what? Maybe that's, I bet that's what it is. What else would they, well, I can't believe I was about to say that. What else would they do a flashback about? Oh, well, they did.
Let's just be positive until they shit on us again. This year. You're doing good. Breathe. You're doing good. Dude, one of the theories I saw, Jeremy, is that maybe Rand starts hearing Luthien's voice already.
I mean,
that's why he grabs Moraine by the throat.
Possible. Yeah, that would be. I wouldn't hate that, man. Like, you got to start establishing. It depends on how well it's done, obviously.
Right. And honestly, dude, you know, I kind of was like, oh, why is there a Halsey song or whatever? Have you looked at the lyrics to that song?
No, I don't even remember what the name of it was.
Oh my gosh, dude.
All of a sudden you're a Halsey fan.
No, but they did a good job picking that song.
What was the double thumbs up for, Des?
They did a good job picking that song. Like, if you're going to pick a pop, if you're going to throw a fucking pop song in this 30-year-old fantasy genre.
How did you hear us with no headphones on?
I mute everything and then I turn my speakers on.
Oh, okay.
And then I go pee. So this is going to be a little bit of a segue into, I know we don't have a whole lot of time to spend on it, but it looks like we're going to see Matt explode his backpack full of fireworks.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. Yeah, it looks like maybe he...
You think that's what that is?
Oh, yeah.
I saw one of the theories. It says could be either the Illuminators Guild blowing up or Matt trying to maybe, like, instead of Tyr somewhere in Falm.
I think it's the last battle in the Dragon Reborn. I think that's him blowing up the arrow slits to get in.
What if that's how the season two ends? be pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess we could. I was gonna, yeah.
Des, what is the name of that song?
Oh shit, I had it written down on some note. If I just type in Halsey, I bet it'll show up. Control.
No, please don't act like you don't have it on your playlist. Just look it up in your Spotify.
Well, all I had to do was type in Halsey and it just went to Halsey Control lyrics.
So the lyrics, Jeremy, are this. The part that they took.
I'm bigger than my body. I'm colder than this hole. I'm meaner than my demons. I'm bigger than these bones. Jumped at the slightest of sounds. I couldn't stand the person inside me. I turned all the mirrors around.
When I actually looked and read the lyrics while I was listening to it, I was like, oh, whoa, like I got fucking chills, dude. I was like, that's, I mean.
Real quick, you know who I'm a fan of after seeing her on David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction? Billie Eilish.
Oh yeah,
I like
a few of her songs.
Her and her brother are fucking rad. Yeah, go watch that interview, everyone.
She's very talented. That new song from the
she's good.
She's super talented.
Her brother is.
The James Bond song was really good. I like that a lot.
Yeah, and if you hear her brother talk, you know, like you can tell that he fucking gets it. A Bond song. I know how to make a Bond song.
Here's what I want to understand: how do you put out a song called Control when the definitive Control by Janet Jackson
came out 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Exactly.
It doesn't fit as well, first of all, sir.
Well,
you're right. You got to call it something else.
Agree to disagree.
You should have called it Sidene. It should change the name of the song to Sidene.
Yeah.
Or The Dark One's Taint, whichever you.
So I finished the book. I finished The Dragon Reborn. I tried to. So when I finished it, I was like, I was on a tear. I went to the movie theater as far away from my house as I could. So I listened to 2 hours of the book on the way to the movie theater. And then I watched Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny for Time Pop. And then I took a 2-hour drive home to officially finish the book. So I was just, I was on a podcast finishing tear. So I crammed like the last 50.
That sounds like an overwhelming day.
Holy fuck. It was a lot.
The 2 hours away. Where did you go?
I went to, well, I only went to.
It's in the Bay Area. It's only $20.
Yeah, totally. No, I only went to Fremont.
You could have walked there in 10 minutes.
I only went to Fremont, but I didn't take the freeway. I went on my Google and I said, skip the freeways. And then afterwards, to make sure that my drive was long enough, I drove away from my house 20 minutes to the In-N-Out Burger. And then I ate and then I took the freeway home.
I don't, man.
So that was my 7 hours of my Saturday for you people and fans of Time Pop. I do it for you.
Please, please overnight me 2 double doubles.
I finally got smart and I started to ask for well done fries. That's my only problem with In-N-Out Burgers, those fucking flaccid French fries.
they're very soft.
They're very, very soft. So, and I tried to, so anyway, so I crammed that all in. I was listening at like 1.8 speed at one point. Like, just fuck, I got to get this done. So I tried to re-listen to the last 2 chapters the last couple days, and I bit off a little more than I could chew. So I listened to like chapter 50 and 51, and then I listened to part of chapter 54, and then most of 55 today, just to try to kind of get back everything. But it's just, it made me super duper happy, Jeremy, when in this, and then I came home and realized that we had a snippet dropped into season 1, and when he's like, I'm the Forsaken, I'm this, I'm that, I'm Bubba. Because like at the end of 3, they're like, well, we defeated this guy, but we didn't defeat this guy. And the Aiel call him this guy. And I'm just like, oh my fucking God. How many, like, Are there 20 bad guys? Is there one bad guy who's going like I
five bad guys, like 20 names.
Yeah. You're going to the beginning of the next book will really start to they'll start to explain a ton more.
So but if God, I can't. So there's we've met Loghain and I keep forgetting the other guy's name.
Rand.
The guy that
Ishmael.
Ishmael. So we've met Loghain and Ishmael. Who else? I without massive spoilers, like are anyone else? Are they all like Ishmael? Are they working for Ishmael, or are there four other bad guys that are on their own tear after Rand?
So Loghain is he's not part of the bad guys.
Okay,
Loghain's not a bad guy. Definitely not.
He kind of wanted to become a dictator type of thing. Like he's like, I'm the dragon, so I got to put together an army. We're going to start fighting and we're going to take over everything because that's what the dragon does.
So the other bad guys that I haven't been introduced to yet, are they Ishmael's minions or are they?
They wouldn't think so.
Okay.
Teammates. He's the LeBron of the team.
Okay.
He's the strongest.
He's the strongest in the power, right?
Yeah. And probably the smartest and probably the most cunning. And he tends to have the Dark One's favor. So everyone, like, they want to kill him. They want to backstab him.
Doesn't he come off as likable in that fucking clip?
He's probably too likable.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, oh, pet the Trollog. And the Trollog's like, pit bull that's misunderstood.
Yeah.
So at one point they were just part of the same army. And now.
And he was at the top.
But they all have their own ambitions. They all have their own ambitions.
So if someone besides Ishmael kills Rand, will that just be to gain favor with Ishmael, or will they then be king shit?
So here's the thing, too.
There's no real answer to that question.
Ishmael and the Dark One both don't want him dead. They want to turn him.
They want him on their side because then it's over. Then it's over.
But then all the other, so everybody underneath him, they're like, I'm afraid of Rand. We don't want to mess with this guy. He's strong and he doesn't know anything. So they're kind of like, let's just kill him. And they're like, and Ishmael and the Dark One both say, no, you can't kill him. We want to have our chance to turn him to our side. And so that's why he gets left alone.
Not only that, like if you kill him, you will be punished. If you try to kill him, you will be punished.
Is the Dark One an entity? Will we see the Dark One, or is it just an energy that's living inside of Ishmael?
It's more like an entity, and it's not living inside of Ishmael. That's the thing. So Ishmael, again, in the books, it's probably going to be something similar to this in the TV show. He was the closest to the world when they sealed him away.
Right.
So he gets spun out. He kind of starts going kind of crazy too.
Right. Which they have kind of cut out of the show.
And so when you use the true power, it changes you too. That's why he gets the eyes that look like fire. So you.
Yeah.
What first starts happening is you get these black spots that crawl across your eyes. And then eventually they all turn black. And eventually it just looks like your eyes are on fire.
Falls them on.
And so.
Yeah. Like in the first season. Exactly.
Right. Ishmael's Balzamon, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Jeremy.
That's right.
Dark One has to grant you access to the true power, yes?
Yes.
Which is fucked up because at a certain point, he grants. But once they grant you access, whatever they grant you access to, you can kind of hang on to and use it again.
Yes, that's true.
Because I learned how, now I can do it.
That's true. Yes, because Rand uses it
against one of the, but there's so many. The thing with the Forsaken is that they all have their own little like fucking bullshit, and that's why if they ever work together, they could probably fuck everybody up. But because they are all starved for power and you know they don't want to kill Rand, like Jeremy said, they want to turn him. It's like there are other times when they could have killed Perrin, they could have killed Matt, they probably could have killed Rand, and they don't, and it's because that's what the Dark One wants, kind of.
Yeah.
What the Dark One wants, the Dark One gets.
Get it. I saw one more really terrible theory, and it was kind of all the Egwene shots. You see her screaming, you see her channeling at a certain point, and it looks like she's having flows pushed through her.
Yes.
What if you see Perrin looking horrified? What if she is somehow forced to channel and kill our boy, Uno?
Oh, Don't like that.
Sure. That would suck.
Heartbreaking. Terrible. I'm so fucking pissed. But still good.
It would be... Yeah. All right. We'll see. That'd be interesting.
Also, I saw, Jeremy, you were talking about the issue kind of getting spun out. I saw this theory about how he was never actually locked away. It was more about he affected the world when he could, based on, how do I say this?
Is this books or TV show?
No, it's just a theory. Just a theory.
Okay.
But Ishii was never really locked up. He was just constricted by the availability of basically like materials. Didn't have Trollocs at certain times because Archer Hotwing and, you know, the Trolloc Wars annihilated them all. You know, he would, you know, get defeated by, you know, a legendary person and build up things for a while. And then that's when he'd affect the world again. Then he'd get shut down. Then he'd build it up again. And that's when he'd get shut down. And the theory is that he was never actually locked away. It was just about resources and gathering.
I'd have to look at my companion, the Wheel of Time companion, and see what it says. Because a lot of times it'll address things like that. And then the other resource that you used, Desmond, I can't remember what the name of it was. It was like a app.
Same. It was a companion. Yeah, the Wheel of Time companion. Yeah, it's just the app version.
A lot of times they will expound upon stuff that wasn't actually in the books. They'll just flat out come out and say it. Or like maybe it was hinted at. They'll just be like, no, this is what happened. And this is where, you know, things diverged. Something like that. So
a lot of times they because those things go in deep. Like if Robert Jordan like said something in an interview or something, they'll like.
Yes. Or wrote it in a note.
Yeah, totally.
And yeah, it was never published, but it was in a note.
Well, Brandon Sanderson's got some control now too. So
it's true.
I mean, Harriet, his widow, has the most control, but honestly, that's kind of all I got. Last thing is, I feel like there's only going to be 8 Forsaken, and I have a guess on who they are. Anybody else you guys want to just get it on record? Take a guess.
Throw it out there.
Dez, I guess you don't know them all. Okay, I think Asmodian, because we see the character with the guitar type thing. I think Samael, because you see he's the short guy with the beard. He's important, was kind of one of his nemesis. Obviously, Ishii, dude with the fire eyes, right? The figure with the fire eyes. Lanfear, obviously important. Demandred, I feel like has to be in there. I didn't really see any of the figurines that are like scream Demandred, but there was one that was kind of tall and, I don't know, kind of kingly as a man. So it's at 5. Grendel, the one with the big boobies that looks very, very like a sexual kind of African deity carving or something. Magi, I feel like Mogadin's got to be in there, the spider, right? And then either, it depends. Either if they do Ishii with the Xianxian, then they probably won't do Simiraj. They'll do Masana and the Tower. So I think it's one of those two.
Thank the light for listening to our podcast. Please rate us, like us, tell a friend about our show. Thank the light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parse Ailman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parse Ailman. Send us questions and comments and your theories about season 2. Get them in now. Get them in while they're hot. Get them in while they're fresh. Send those to thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. I am working on our new logo that will hopefully transfer to some merch. I'm not going to get a lot done, but I'm really, really hoping I'm going to at least get some stickers. A coaster set would be awesome if I can pull that off. If you write in some questions, some comments, some theories between now and September 1st, you are going to get one of those stickers and your name will go in the hat to be drawn out and get on one of our commentary episodes. We'll go through the whole season and then we're going to go through the whole season again, commentary style. It's going to be great. Get in there while it's awesome. If you're looking for something else to listen to, go through our back catalog. Get prepped for season 2 right here, right now. At Thank the Light.
We're a lot of fun. Manic energy, in the words of the editor.
Fuck yeah.
You know what? I've had a couple whiskeys. It's been a long day.
Your voice has held up great. Your voice sounded rough, but it I thought for sure by now
it, never went
it
down.
Was going to be gone. It's just, you got that great.
I thought I was going to lose it before we.
Yeah, I'm sure tomorrow morning you're going to wake up mute, but you got through the show.
God, I hope so.
You don't have to record for 3 weeks. So rest that voice, drink some tea, all that good stuff. And yeah, we'll be back. We'll have one more hot, fresh episode in 3 weeks. And then we will have, then it's fucking, oh my God. I'm so excited. Like, I didn't realize how much I was like stifling excitement just because we just didn't know what was going on. And now that it's real and it's happening, I fucking love TV, guys. I'm an indoor kid. I fucking love TV and a chance to watch a show and talk about it. And we're going to double down. We're going to be doing extra Time Pop episodes coming September. So, like, I am fucking, I'm down.
Yeah, I love TV. I love The Wheel of Time. And watching that, like, what was it, like a 3-minute, like, scene today, I was like, I was already jacked from the trailer. And then watching that scene, I'm just like, oh, my God. She's petting Trollocs. Is he going to feed her to them? What's happening? What is this building? Why is Ishmael such a cool uncle type cat?
And on that note,
where did he get his trench coat?
I'm just going to leave you with a question. Do I look like a monster?
No. And let me say this. May you always find water and shade. But I hope you all sleep well tonight. Like you could just nuzzle a little Trolloc.
He's just hungry.
He's just hungry.
He's just misunderstood, like pit bulls. It's fine.
Yeah, and don't forget to send me your emails at jeremynotheregains@aol.net. I want to hear from you.
Tell him about his lack of commitment to our show.
That's right. And go to Yosemite. It's nice.
Later, nerds.
The new hashtag is Billy Zane is Asmodian. I don't read books.
Oop, cut that out.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.